This episode of Add to Cart is brought to you by Maker's Mark. You may not know that Maker's Mark's co-founder, Margie Samuels, was a designer and genius behind the original label. It's Women's History Month, so I'd like to shout out another incredible woman I aspire to, a woman who knows how to let her hair loose and take charge. The one and only Jessica St. Clair, who co-hosts The Deep Dive, also here on the Lemonada Network. I'm so honored to be a part of a community of strong women and want to pass it on. I got a fun, personalized label bottle from Maker's Mark. So cheers to you, Margie, and cheers to you, Jessica. This month, order a free label and let a spirited woman in your life know just how special she is to you. Head to makersmark.com/personalize. Maker's Mark makes their bourbon carefully, so please enjoy it that way. Maker's Mark Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 45% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2024 Maker's Mark Distillery Incorporated, Loretto, Kentucky. When it comes to finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Lemonada.
Also with that fire, boy.
Hey everyone, welcome to another fantastic, brand new episode of Add to Cart. This is a show about things we buy into. I am Suchin Park.
And I'm Cool Abigail Isaac. Suchin, how was your week?
Well, my week was really fun. As I mentioned to you on a call, my daughter is in a summer camp called Busy Girls. And Busy is spelled B-I-Z-Z-Y because it's a small business camp. So today is her big day. She's been working all week on Zoe's tie-dyes, and they're doing a pop-up shop today. I just went to CVS and begged the lady for $21 bills so she could make change for all her customers. And by all her customers, I mean, you know, me, my husband, and the grandparents, because it's Delta, it's COVID, it's not open to the public.
It's the other camp members and their families.
Yes. Yes. So we will be coming home with lots of handmade soaps. I told you she's been trembling, physically trembling all week with excitement at the Busy Girls pop-up shop. So that was my week. It's been really fun and also tiring because when Zoe goes to Busy Girl camp, so does Mom.
Yeah. Sue is also busy.
I've been tie-dyeing, I've been tagging, I've been to Michael so many times.
Wow.
To get the right sizes and colors. But hey. But
luckily she's going to make up all that time and effort and money up with her sales today, right, Suchin? Right, like, that obviously, that's what's going to happen.
And isn't that funny? It's a business camp and we talk about profit and loss. I hope the emphasis there is on loss, you know, right from the gate. I'm paying for her to sell these things and to buying camp, all the material. So it's just, you know, it's what we do. It's what we do is we pretend that the world is beautiful for our children and perfect and that there's profit wherever her heart desires.
Sure, there's profit of knowledge. There's profit of, right now I'm profiting from my dogs losing their mind at the door. Guys, if you're wondering what Molly and Georgia are up to.
Okay, tell me about your week.
Oh, Suchin Park. Suchin Park, I was in Hawaii.
Hawaii.
It was glorious. Perfect weather. I brought so many bathing suits.
You brought lots of bathing suits. Did you bring any leggings?
No, I didn't. That's just not in. It's just not in my practice, Suchin.
No cotton biker shorts. Oh my goodness! You must have been freezing.
My goodness, Cuckoo.
It was very hot outside.
There's a virus out there. You gotta keep it warm.
Well,
you gotta keep it warm.
Being cold is not a virus.
Well, I mean, don't tell my mother that.
Any update with your mom? Are we still gonna kind of hang out in San Francisco? Okay,
yeah,
that's it.
There.
That's the update.
Wait, did you watch? I just started to watch The White Lotus. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
You didn't watch that on your vacation. I hope it didn't ruin it.
No. I watched the first two.
Yeah.
And then I went to Hawaii. Yeah, then I went to White Lotus. And I was fine.
The goal is to disappear behind our masks as pleasant, interchangeable helpers. It's tropical kabuki.
Aloha.
Happy to be here.
We're on our honeymoon.
You're such valued guests. Welcome to the White Lotus.
I love that you had such a luxurious vacation. It's nothing like home. You know, Hawaii is home to us Asian Americans. That is the motherland.
Wait, is it?
I mean, I feel like it is. Because when I go to Korea, I feel very much like a foreigner. I feel very much like an American. My language skills aren't that great. I mean, right from my first, you know, poofy baggy jean step onto that country, they were like, she ain't from here.
Yeah.
You know, look at that. And so for me, Hawaii, and I, you know, I have family in Hawaii. We spent a lot of time in Hawaii, but Hawaii is Asian America because it's still here, but it's filled with Asians. So the first time I ever really went back as an adult, I was like, I've never felt warmer.
God, you're right, Soojin. Yes, Soojin.
It is. Yes. They have all the Asian foods, but then it's also a mashup of American foods within the Asian foods that you'll never find here. They have food there that is Asian and American that is very distinctly sold in Hawaii, but it is the Asian American palate. Like, I just think everything there is very catered to who we are.
I haven't thought about it that way. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
And look, do I look native? And I would never pretend to be. Of course, I would not. But yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Do the native Hawaiians treat us just a little nicer than the other tourists? Absolutely. Do we have any right to that? No.
None. Zero.
No. Are we going to take full advantage of it? 100%.
Perhaps. Yes. Yes.
Oh, I love it. I love that you went to Hawaii.
I mean, is there perhaps too many tourists there right now when right now the island, you know, is lacking certain resources, and that in Maui, they have been rationing water to help to give them to the tourists? Not great. Not great. But I was
in Kona.
I was in the big island. I know, guys, it's horrible, but I wasn't not going to go. I heard about that as I was on the way. It's not great, guys. White Lotus. White Lotus, White Lotus, White Lotus.
So many things.
White Lotus. So add to cart, reading books by the pool, by the sea, while sipping on spicy margaritas in Hawaii. Soojin Park.
Yes.
What a luxury to read, to be able to just do almost nothing but. Because I'm not. So you know that I am not partying in Hawaii.
No, you're not getting scuba certified. You're not parasailing. You're not climbing the volcanic ash trails.
Sis, I am in my hotel bed 9:30. I see the stars. I get my time with them, and then snuggle. You know, there are no rental cars on the island because during the pandemic they sold a lot of the vehicles to the mainland to get by. And so it is at such a premium to get a rental car that people were renting U-Hauls to get to and fro on the island, like bopping around to the beaches in a U-Haul, which is a problem for those who need to move. If there are now no U-Hauls. But for me and Scott, there was no question of a rental. We just need a ride to the resort and then a ride back. Pickup, drop off, not going anywhere else. Just like the only schedule I had was like to get a deep tish massage. Like that's where I know where to be. And even with like dinner reservations, like I hope we make it, you know? You know, and the other thing that was like timed was like the sunset. 6:30, got to see that sunset. But beyond that, I'm by the pool and I'm reading.
Yeah.
And I read a book that you recommended, which is Crying in H Mart by Michelle Zauner.
It's a bold read by a pool in Hawaii.
Well, yeah, because I was crying.
Yes. I was about to say, it was like open weeping, broad daylight on a paradise vacation. You know, people are walking by and being like, that lady's having a hard time.
The first half was like, I was by the ocean. No one's really paying attention. Oh, and then now I'm deep into it as I mosey along by the pool beside Scott. And Scott is looking at me. He's like, what's
openly weeping? Okay.
Openly weeping. This book is so beautiful.
So good.
So well written, so lyrical, which makes sense because Michelle Zauner is Japanese Breakfast, a great band who I was aware of prior to reading it. And what will really, in terms of crying by a pool, what will heighten it is if you put your headphones in and play Japanese Breakfast while reading Crying in H Mart.
Yeah, because she wrote those albums to deal with her grief as well. Oh, I didn't. Cool.
Yeah.
That's another
sensory
level.
Experience.
Of course you went there.
Another book, Sujin, I wonder if you've read yet, is Interior Chinatown by Charles Yu.
I haven't, but of course I know of the book.
It's a novel. It's written like it's almost like a screenplay.
Yeah.
It's so much about the Asian American experience.
Okay.
Let me read a little bit of the cover. Willis Wu doesn't perceive himself as a protagonist, even in his own life. He's merely generic Asian man. Sometimes he gets to be background Oriental making a weird face or even disgraced son, but he is always relegated to a prop. Yet every day he leaves his tiny room in a Chinatown SRO and enters the Golden Palace restaurant, where Black and White, a procedural cop show, is in perpetual production. He's a bit player here too, but he dreams of being Kung Fu Guy, the most respected role that anyone who looks like him can attain. At least that's what he's been told time and time again, except by one person, his mother, who says, be more.
Mm.
And it's such a send-up of Hollywood tropes, Asian stereotypes, as roles, the roles that we play as Asian Americans. It's such an interesting device and way to look at it. It's a quick read. I highly, highly recommend it to everyone. Asians and non-Asians alike.
I mean, it's won every single award, and Charles Yu is a very well-respected screenwriter himself. So expertly, I'm sure expertly handled.
And the other books that I read were, as you know, Suchin, and I think you adore this about me. I read a lot of graphic novels. You adore it. You think it's, you relate to it so much. you accept it. You acknowledge that is fact.
Yes.
Am I getting closer to the truth?
Sure. But I enjoy the art of graphic noveling.
Of course, you.
Yes. I appreciate it. Yes.
So there's a book called Fables. I'm rereading because of my comic book club with my husband and Jason Mantzoukas. That is weekly. And so the world of fables is, imagine that, you know, Snow White, the big bad wolf, Prince Charming were real and magical. And they lived in this like fabled homeworld that an adversary starts a great war. And then certain fables become refugees. They take over a section of New York, basically. It's actually a lot about war. It's a lot about refugees. So it's really interesting, but it is dark. It is darker than one expects, and it's vast and gorgeously. The art, the writing's amazing. The art is so gorgeous.
Wow. No, and this has stood the test of time. Like you said, it's probably one of the most beloved and well-read graphic novel series.
So I got to read. That's mainly what I did, aside from like eating and drinking, was laying about and reading. And it was
glorious.
I feel so replenished and grateful. And it was wonderful, Sujin. I feel very lucky that I got to do it.
So my add to cart, I know this sounds trivial, is a snack. But you know how sometimes you have a snack and it changes things and you crave it, all those things. It's a snack called chingu. Chingu in Korean means friend.
Aww.
And it comes in two flavors, regular and spicy gochujang, which is red pepper paste.
Ooh.
Let me just tell you what's in this thing.
Yum, yum, yum.
I mean, they're all handmade. There's something like a Chex cracker in here. There's something like a cereal puff. There's rice puffs. There are bits of ramen noodles.
Really?
They're so delicious. I got home after eating the bags, and then I went online to order more. So you can go to the Instagram, and you can order these, and they'll ship them anywhere. I was a little skeptical of the gochujang one because I don't really love a spice. You know what I mean? A spicy snack. That's not me.
Yeah.
But it's so delicious.
Really?
This is the original sort of, it's a spicy powder, but there's a saltiness to it. It's so good.
As you guys know, I've become very good at Canva. I'm envisioning creating some sort of, Sujin is the spokesperson for chingu. Give us something right now. Give us something.
About chingu?
Yeah.
Oh, chingu. It's salty. It's sweet. It has that umami flavor. And everyone's a chingu when they're having a chingu snack because you don't want me off of snacks. That wasn't right. Something like that. Sentence. Yeah, you started it. It seems great.
It was great. And then...
I get nervous. I get nervous when people put me on the spot. The performance anxiety takes over. But... I am not the spokesperson for chingu.
It got threatening towards the end.
Oh, yeah. Which is...
If we kind of sift out that one line, everybody's a chingu when
you're
eating
chingu. Yeah, and then
we cut
right there.
And then to the...
Because you don't want... that's where you just... That's chingu. It's salty. It's sweet. It has that umami flavor. Everyone's a chingu when they're having a chingu snack.
Let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll get into some remove from cards. This episode of Add to Cart is brought to you by Maker's Mark. You may not know that Maker's Mark co-founder Margie Samuels was the designer and genius behind the original label. And now, in honor of Women's History Month, Maker's Mark has partnered with the talented artist Gail Kabaker to hand-paint a beautiful label, which you can personalize with the name of a spirited woman you know, someone who makes an impact on you or in their community. In honor of this Women's History Month, I want to shout out an amazing woman I love and admire, my Leo Moon Capricorn Sun Scorpio Rising June Diane Raphael. She hosts the show, The Deep Dive, also here on the Lemonada Network. I'm honored to be a part of a community of strong women and want to pass it on. And as part of this Women's Month, I got a fun personalized label bottle from Maker's Mark. Cheers to you, Margie, and cheers to you, Junie. And you can join in on the fun. This month, order a free label and let a spirited woman in your life know just how special she is to you. Head to makersmark.com/personalize. Fill in the details and then shout out the woman you know who is making a difference. Maker's Mark makes their bourbon carefully, so please enjoy it that way. Maker's Mark Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 45% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2024 Maker's Mark Distillery Incorporated, Loretto, Kentucky. When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Carters, there's an obsession I don't really talk about on the show. I mean, you know about my snack addictions, my search for the perfect sunscreen, but stumbling on really good pottery is my secret obsession. So I'm excited to introduce you to East Fork, founded by potters. East Fork celebrates the beauty of American-made ceramics. Each dish is durable, non-toxic, and dishwasher safe. They carry a full range of dinnerware from the mug that broke the internet, believe me, she's a beauty, to an everyday bowl, which you will end up using every day. To me, it's the heft of good ceramic bowls and mugs that just remind you to take stock of the simple things that bring you joy in life. Plus, as you know, in my house, we're so conscious of what things are made of. And to say this is non-toxic ceramic, lead-free, and gorgeous, well, you just have no idea how hard it is to check off all of those boxes on something you love. I am so excited. If you're ready to invest in your forever dishes, or you're looking for timeless, high quality, and thoughtfully made gifts as we head into wedding and summer celebration season, head to eastfork.com/add to cart to get 15% off your first order.
All right, so we got some removes. Let's start with you. What are you removing from cart this week?
Well, my dear friend, my excessive carbs and alcohol. We gotta get back on the healthy train for me. You know, what's good for me to eat and drink. As listeners know, we had a real come to Jesus moment, or whomever your spirit is, your universal spirit. And I was pre-diabetic. We put a patch on. And then we were perfect for a while. Let's not end then yet. We were perfect. I stuck to the plan. I was with a dietitian. And then my birthday came. And now I am a creature of celebration. And I have not stopped celebrating since then. Which, you know, was probably a week or two ahead of my birthday. So let's just say May. Now, in the midst of it all, like 3 weeks ago, like around when my family was here, which I was doing a lot of damage then, guys, you heard it. I took alcohol to the back of the throat. I found out I am no longer pre-diabetic. Those numbers are great. My liver has improved. And then the one thing, though, is I am now on a statin. And I'm taking the statin. My doctor thought I would fight it. You guys listening are like, cool up. Come on. You should fight it. But here's me. I can't do what I was doing for those two solid months. That I can't live that way, guys. I can't live that way.
Wait, what to lower your cholesterol? Like, what do you have to cut out?
Well, that whole diet thing that, you know, where it's just like no carbs.
Oh, just no. Oh, stop.
Yeah.
Stop. Yeah. Just give me the pill.
Give me the pill.
Listen. We're in our 40s now. Give the pill. You're in your 20s. You're in your 30s. Get up, you lazy goof. Do the exercises. Do the diet. 40s, give me the pill, the injections.
And Suchin, I've been exercising. Now I did only exercise once in Hawaii, which I think is pretty interesting and pretty good for me. I still know that I need to chill the fuck out with my drinking. Even though my blood's better, which is a bad habit where I'm like, I'm good, so I can just go crazy. It's like, no, you did stuff to make it so you were good and not pre-diabetic anymore. You need to continue.
Yeah.
And that is what I need to do. Also, I know it's going to be really bad when we go on that road trip. It's going to be very bad. So let's have some time in between now and then to just clean it up a little bit. Clean it up a little bit.
That's right.
Keep working out. Keep, you know, that because it actually, Suchin, helps the moods. Does. I feel great during and after every time.
And listen, the more you exercise, the more chingu you can have. You know what I mean? I know it doesn't work that way, but I'm just saying.
I'm not looking to be 100. I'm looking to be.
What?
I was going to say 75, 65.
I was gonna like a D plus?
Yeah.
65.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. 75 was like being dishonest to you. And that's not what we're about here at Atticar.
No, I'm at 60 all the time. That's a straight solid D minus. If I'm at a D minus and I'm talking about marriage, parenting. I'm talking about social activism. I'm talking about awake. I'm doing very, very good for me. And I'm okay with that.
You're consistent.
Consistent and 60, that's a full 10 over, you know, just barely making the F grade. I'm okay with that. A friend group is the strongest when there are a lot of different personalities and different strengths. And when you show up at your weakest moment, it allows others to relax into their weakest moments. Do you know what I mean? Like, nothing makes me happier when someone forgets a meeting that I'm in. Because then I'm like, well, honey, baby boo, I'm going to forget a meeting down the road. I'm not mad. In fact, I'm excited. I get a credit.
Yeah.
Time to talk underwear, party people.
I mean, it's our favorite subject, Suchin. It's like, when is it not time to talk about underwear? So we finally decided to see if the hype was worth it and ordered ourselves some Skims Fits Everybody underwear.
When we got this Skims package, did I feel like a 23-year-old influencer prancing off to Coachella with my Stanley Cup? Yes, I did. I put my order in for the Fits Everybody full brief. Okay, there is no other for me, right? There's something about getting this color espresso, which I ordered. It's like a dark chocolate undie. What? It feels like I am wearing nothing. Negative fabric. Like I'm wearing science, Kulop. I texted it to you when I first put them on. It still feels like that.
I like a full, but I also got sort of a cheeky high-waisted. And I want to be honest about this fabric, which hugs and holds the body. Sue, I'm wearing some right now.
I can tell. There's a sparkle in your eye. The Fits Everybody collection is available in sizes XS to 4X. You can shop now at skims.com, plus get free shipping on orders over $75.
After you place your order, be sure to let them know we sent you. Select podcast in the survey and be sure to select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
So, like so much of the country, we have fallen in love with pickleball. But when we wanted to find something cute to wear on the court or even athleisure wear that was pickleball related, we found that most everything out there was just goofy. T-shirts with pickles holding a paddle saying, "I'm a big dill." Have you seen that one?
Okay. Yeah.
We couldn't find actual pickleball clothing that took the sport seriously because we're serious about it. But, you know, we want it to be fun and cute.
One of the best things about pickleball is that it is truly for everyone. The court is an equalizer. The youngest play and are competitive, and the elderly sweep up at tournaments. It's a brilliant game that brings out the athlete in everyone. But a brand that is really made for everyone? Well, that's really hard to find.
And that's why Dilly Co. is so rare. Dilly Co. has paddles for new, intermediate, and advanced players. They have clothes that are complementary to all body types, all players who love the game, and it is so cute.
They want people to feel good, look good, and then play as good as they look and feel. That goes for their apparel, their paddles, and their gear. And I cannot tell you how obsessed I am with everything they've sent us. I love their local players only hoodie. It's so cute, and it is just constantly in my athletic wear rotation.
And I love the paddles. Look, I'm new to the pickleball game, so I've been kind of using these like free paddles my kids got from school. These are on a different level. Now I get to carry pickleball paddles like a professional, so thank you, Dilly Co., for making that happen.
Go to thedillyco.com and use code ADDTOCART15 to get 15% off. That's thedillyco.com and code ADDTOCART15 for 15% off.
Cool. I don't know if I've ever shared this with you, but my brother's nickname for me is Shujin.
No.
He calls me Shujin because I cannot resist shoes. I have so many pairs of shoes. And it's not because I love shoes. It's because, as you know, I've got little bony, narrow, weird feet.
Bird feet. Yeah.
That's bird feet. And it's so hard for me to find comfortable shoes.
I get it. It's why when it comes to shoes, I think a lot of it is about the quality of how it's made that can make the biggest difference, which is why we are so happy here on the pod to take comfort with Born Shoes.
That's right. Born Shoes are comfortable for so many reasons, okay? First, they're made with the absolute best top quality soft leather, and the shoes have extra cushion for support. I just got a perfect pair of sandals for warmer weather. It's like in a sophisticated wine burgundy color. Mm. And this leather, it's so soft from the get-go, it feels like you've had this pair for years.
Go to bornshoes.com today for a 15% discount plus free ground shipping on all full-price shoes when you use our promo code ADDTOCART. That's promo code ADDTOCART for 15% off and free shipping, available exclusively to our listeners for just a limited time. Suchin, you have a remove from cart.
Okay, I don't know, again, if this will make it.
Okay.
This is one of those, it may just be me.
And I gotta tell you, every time they're usually gold standard. So let's hear.
I really love an Asian chicken salad.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm in a deli, and every deli across the nation has an Asian chicken salad.
You may know it as Chinese chicken salad.
Chinese chicken salad. In some places, it's still Oriental, you know, chicken salad. It can be a sesame chicken salad. I've actually never seen that. So this is my pitch is that we should rename it the sesame chicken salad because it's always with sesame dressing. Now, I'm not talking about the same place. It doesn't matter. I was at my kid's camp, which had like a little snack bar. And sure enough, they had an Asian chicken salad. And I live in Santa Barbara where there aren't a lot of Asians here.
Yeah.
Or really people of color. And I have been ordering Asian chicken salads, and I have to tell you, I have such anxiety. I get up to the menu and I pretend, I have this whole routine that I go through. I pretend as the only Asian person for a 3-mile radius. I go up and I look at the menu at this deli that I often go to, and I go, wow. And she's like, do you know your order? I was like, yeah, I do, but I kind of wanted to see. And I know I'm going to order the Asian chicken salad, but I have to pretend that I'm like, should I?
Considering.
The kale. Oh, what's the special sandwich today? Is that, that's of the turkey. Oh, yeah, I don't really like cranberry. Yeah, and I do that, and I'm like, you know what? Do you have that salad with the cabbage and the sesame dressing?
But Suchin, you're like a regular now. Like, can we just confidently order?
And they all know. They know. Here is the Asian woman coming in, and she's going to order the Asian chicken salad. I can't put this flag down.
No, first of all, they're calling you Asian chicken salad. Oh, who's here? It's Asian chicken salad. That's what's happening. I'd call you that.
Put up your dukes. I'm not going down. And have I considered? I've said, get something else. But I don't want anything else. I want the crunchy wontons. I want the shredded chicken. And I want that sesame dressing.
So
that's what I want.
So let's just be confident. But your point is, let's call it sesame chicken salad.
Let's call it sesame chicken salad. I feel very self-conscious being the only Asian person ordering an Asian chicken salad. Like, I feel like I'm letting you all down.
But it's what you want.
It's what I want. And I can't help it. And I feel like I'm letting all the Asian people down. Like, I feel like everyone behind me, all my ancestors are like, God, please, please don't order the Asian chicken salad. Don't do it this time. And then I'm up there.
Then you do. Then you do.
And then I'm up there.
Heart wants what the heart wants.
I want a crunchy wonton. I want a sesame dressing. And I want a shredded chicken breast. I don't know. I've been struggling with that. I've been trying to remove that from cart all week.
Well, what if you do this? What? You go in, you're like, I'll have the chef salad. Except can I make some substitutions? Instead of the ranch, I'd like it to be sesame. I don't want it sliced, the chicken. If you could kind of like shred it a little bit. Like, oh, you like the Chinese chicken salad? No. No, not like that.
Excuse me? I'm sorry. What did you say?
Yeah. I don't want croutons. Can I have wontons?
I've done so many. When you see me, I am not an actress, as you know, but man, you would hire me for one of your improv classes. I go up there. I've been up there and I like pretend I'm flustered. So I'm in a hurry and I'm like, you know that salad with the cabbage and the thing. And they're like, oh, yeah, the Asian chicken salad. I'm like, God damn it. And then I'll come up there the next time and I'll be a slow meandering mom, you know, just like, hey, wow, there's so much up here. Ooh, that kale sounds good. Do you make that dressing here? Oh, that's interesting. You know what? I think I'll have the number 4.
The Asian chicken salad? All right, first of all, Suchin.
Like, God damn it.
I'm really excited that you have made yourself open to be hired for improv classes. I can't wait to hire you for an improv class.
Well, it is improv for me because I have to go up there with a fucking routine because I'm so embarrassed to order Asian chicken salad. It shouldn't be called that. Nowhere in Asia do they serve this, by the way.
Oh, if anybody's
listening, this is not. This is the chow mein. They don't have this kind of stuff in Asia. Like, should I write them?
Who's them? You talked about how you go to every deli.
And I mean all of them.
Well, okay, this is interesting. You have a ready-to-go letter that you slip.
Yeah. And then, you know what they're like? They're like, Asian chicken salad just slipped us a letter. By the way, they'll change it to sesame chicken, but they'll still be calling me Asian chicken. You know?
Yeah. Okay. But also, I feel like this is our campaign. This is our platform.
I'm moving on from Poise. I will make this a sesame chicken salad platform.
There we go.
I want all the delis out there. Deli owners, if you're listening,
I'm going to come up to Santa Barbara. We're going to get some hot content. We're going to get some photos, you know. I think we've exhausted all of the Robin Von Zweig photos for our social media. So I got to get some fresh photos for this platform.
Should we start a flyer campaign? Like, should we flyer Santa Barbara?
No, we can't because they're like,
shh, Bob, saw those two Asian ladies on Hollister again putting up those Asian chicken salad flyers.
I think it's that same lady who was at the Riviera Towel Company asking if it's okay to dig a hole and pee in it. She's become a real menace, that Asian chicken salad menace. You are going to become infamous in SB.
I'm on my way.
You're on your way.
And I don't want it. I shoulder the mantle of this Asian chicken salad lady heavily. And I don't know what to do.
It's tough because you love it. You love it.
I do. I don't want any other salad. It's exactly the salad I want.
So I have one more thing to mention before we end this episode. I want to give a shout out to Olympic gold, silver, bronze winning gymnast, Sunisa Lee.
I know. I've been wanting to just... You must be so excited.
I'm from
Minnesota.
She's from Minnesota. I'm from Minnesota. She's specifically from St. Paul. She's 18 years old. She's the first Hmong American Olympian. Both of our families are from Laos. It's so, so exciting to see this hometown girl just like take the world by storm, right? I mean, she's a star.
Oh, I have chills already on my arm thinking about how many times I've watched her family's reaction to her winning. And, I mean, tears of joy.
Asian joy, Asian excellence. Congrats to all of our Olympians, persevering under just really trying times. It's so cool to see them at the height. That's not a good way of putting it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. It's amazing to see also, you know, when you're watching these Olympians, how young they are. And you forget that because they're on the world stage and they're so poised. And like you said, they're just experts at what they do. They're machines. I mean, they're so incredible. And, you know, they're 18, they're 19. And it just takes a certain level of wisdom, poise, all of that, to really hold that. And she just has been perfect in the spotlight. You know, really.
She has been. And interesting enough, I read an article about how, particularly to note in the gymnastics program and competitive circles, that the champions are getting older. Because back in the day, it was like 14, 13. But now there are people who stay healthier longer. And look at Simone Biles.
Yeah.
It's like to be able to do certain maneuvers and tricks, you need a lot of strength. And experience to get behind it. So that's also kind of cool and exciting.
Yeah.
You know, there were gold medal winners who were like 23, which is like kind of for old. That world.
Yeah.
Yeah. For that world. Of course. I mean, we know old, of course, but I'm talking about in gymnastics.
I think people got that.
You think?
What part? I think that was pretty clear that we know old.
Well, was it when I say that I'm dead at 9:30 when I'm on vacation?
Listen, highlight of my week was snacking, so there you go.
There you go. And there you go, guys. That's it for this epi.
Find out everything we mentioned here, plus additional content at Descartes Pod on Instagram. We also have all the product links in our show notes. So happy shopping, happy researching, happy everything.
Give your aunties a review and a rating, please.
And remember, we've got a voicemail, 833-453-6662. Tell us about your favorite summer reading spot. Tell us about your favorite summer reading list. Tell us about your favorite snacks. Tell us if you'll order a sesame chicken salad next time and join our movement. Tell us anything.
Bye.
Bye. Add to Cart is a production of Lemonada Media. Our producer is Claire Jones, and our editor is Ivan Kirev. The music is by Wasabi and produced by LA Made It, and Oh So Familiar with additional music by APM Music. Executive producers are Kulap Vlysak, Sujin Pak, Jessica Cordova Kramer, and Stephanie Whittles Wax.
Be sure to check out all the items we mentioned today on our Instagram at Add to Cart Pod. Also, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe to this show wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you ever get hit with a cringy memory of your 13-year-old self out of nowhere, and suddenly you're panic sweating and laughing at the same time? Don't worry. We all get that. It's because being an adolescent is one of the most visceral shared experiences we have as people, and we want to talk about it. Join me, Penn Badgley, and my two friends, Nava and Sophie, on Podcrushed as we interview celebrity guests about the joys and horrors of being a teenager and how those moments made them who they are today. New episodes of Podcrushed are out on April 24th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Elise Myers. I'm a content creator and comedian. You might know me from TikTok. Why am I in your ears right now? Well, that's a great question. I would love to tell you. I have a new podcast called Funny Because It's True. On my show, I'll be interviewing comedians, pop culture icons, and also just people I find really funny. We'll be talking about the awkward moments that keep you awake at night. Because if you don't laugh, you cry, right? Okay, Funny Because It's True. Out now wherever you get your podcasts.